Here is this week's Hudson Valley Congressional Report from WGXC from Philip Grant and myself, Tom Rowe, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives of the Hudson Valley in Congress and the candidates who want to replace them. Current Democrat Representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik voted with Biden's positions 18% of the time.
Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Democratic Chairwoman Kelly McKenzie said the committee to fill vacancies for the 19th Congressional District filed a certificate of substitution for Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan with the State Board of Elections on May 9th. The move will allow Ryan to replace Representative Antonio Delgado on the ballot for the New York 19th Congressional District. Delgado was just named Lieutenant Governor by Governor Kathy Hochul, but has not officially resigned and has not yet said exactly when he will leave that office. Delgado, a Democrat, was going to face Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro this November. Ryan's filing gives him the right to replace Delgado on the ballot. Daniel Torres, a spokesperson for the Democrat said, and I quote, "Today's papers were filed in Albany as part of a technical procedure to ensure that County Executive Ryan has as many options as possible as he continues to discuss with his family and neighbors about a potential candidacy for Congress," end quote. Torres also said Ryan, and I quote, "has received support from residents all over upstate New York who are inspired by his record of service and who are fearful of Washington extremism taking over this seat," end quote. Ryan is expected to announce a decision later this week. Saugerties-based State Senator Michelle Henchy said last week that she is not running for the congressional seat, but for re-election. What the 19th Congressional District is remains up in the air as the court threw out redistricting maps Democrats in Albany drew as gerrymandered. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Joshua Solomon in the Times Union asks when Representative Antonio Delgado will resign and become Lieutenant Governor. He does not get an answer. Governor Kathy Hochul tapped the current 19th Congressional District Representative as her second in command May 3rd, saying she would announce the exact date he would assume the role, and I quote, "in the near future," end quote, adding it would be, and I quote, "sometime this month," end quote. If Delgado resigns now or later in June, it would trigger a special election to fill the seat. But if Delgado resigns between May 25th and June 4th, that special election could be held on the same day as the state's congressional and state Senate primaries, August 23rd. Mark Molinaro, the Republican seeking the congressional seat, said, and I quote, "If there was a plan, say it. We assume their plan is to maximize their political benefit. I think it's in the best interest of all of us to have a special election to fill the seat," end quote. Actually, it would be in the best interest of taxpayers to have the elections on the same day. And the story says unnamed political observers believe Republicans prefer lower turnout, which would happen with a one-race special election. Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has hinted he will run to fill Delgado's seat. Delgado is not commenting, nor is his staff, and Hochul's office says they are, and I quote, "working with the Lieutenant Governor designate's team on the transition," end quote. Further complicating the election to replace Delgado is that no one knows where the district will represent, as the redistricting process is still tied up in court after Democrats' gerrymandered maps were thrown out. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Times Union is reporting U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Representative Paul Tonko on May 6th stopped by the Port of Albany to promote a plan to make the Capital Region into a hub of offshore wind development. The federal lawmakers announced a bill that would deploy offshore wind energy, creating 77,000 jobs and cut carbon emissions. The Restoring of Offshore Wind Opportunities Act would reverse a Trump-era ban on offshore wind leasing. Gillibrand said in a news release, the legislation would, and I quote, opened the gates to innovation in clean energy, end quote. President Joe Biden has set a goal to generate 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030. In January, the administration announced it would auction off leases to an area of ocean called the New York Bight, off the coast of New Jersey and New York. State lobbying records show that General Electric has recently been meeting with state and local officials about building an offshore wind manufacturing facility in the region. You can read the full story in the Times Union.